This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Federal Reserve has spelled out what it's going to do next to try and juice the economy, and it's all about the ends rather than the means. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, the Fed's actions will be tied directly to unemployment and inflation rates.
Until now, the Fed's strategy has been open-ended. It just pumped money into the economy, hoping things got better. Now, Fed Chairman Bernanke says the Fed has a more specific game plan. It'll continue to buy bonds to stimulate the economy until employment falls to at least 6.5%, and as long as inflation stays low. Part of the idea is to help consumers plan, according to Morris Davis, a former Fed economist, now at the University of Wisconsin.
It gives them some way of gauging when they think their interest rates and their credit cards might start to rise. If they were thinking about refining, it gives them a time frame for when they think rates might stay low.
Davis says the new Fed strategy will also help businesses plan. He says if they know money will be cheap for a while, they might start borrowing and, yes, hiring. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.